Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of Amy and TJ. I'm sitting next to my riding partner, Amy Robach, who is wearing the dopest riding boots you have ever seen. I wish I could show them to y'all. It is just amazing, sweetheart. I am not kidding. You think I'm joking. You're rocking it today, sweetheart.
Uh-huh. This is funny because this morning when I put the boots on, please tell our listeners what you said to me.
Look, everybody would have had the same reaction if you saw the boots come on in Manhattan at noon.
Okay.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I said I didn't know we were riding horses up to the studio, but,
I laughed. I think I might have said touche, but it's a look, right?
They are awesome, baby. No. This is not a joke. You look great today.
Thank you.
It's very
much.
It's the simplest getup. You know, those are my favorite jeans that you wear.
I do know that.
Yes.
I put them on when I need to, you know.
What?
I don't know. I feel like maybe your mood could be lifted up a little. I put these jeans on. Did you know I did that?
It worked.
Yeah. Your mood completely lifted up. You were dragging a little bit this morning.
I was. And I was because there's been so much March Madness. I think I've talked about this plenty, but when the NCAA tournament starts, my every day is starting from noon to midnight. I am sitting in front of 2, 3, 4 screens watching every single game that's on. And I've been doing that for the past several days. So I'm dragging a little bit because the games have been great.
That's true. And I do want to give you props here. I think we've seen almost every single game together except for the last game last night, which apparently it was a shame that I missed because it was so good overtime. Mm. But you did take out, I just want to say thank you. What's you that? Did take out 4 hours of prime March Madness viewing on Saturday to go to my 17-year-old daughter's school fundraiser. Isn't that where everybody wants to be on a Saturday afternoon with basketball playing? So thank you.
Don't thank me. I told you, even if Arkansas was playing in the tournament, my alma mater, I would have gladly gone to Annalise's fundraiser and be there and support. On the other hand, it turns out this was more entertaining than the NCAA tournament.
Yes, we had some.
Had a blast.
We always find a way to have fun, even at fundraisers.
It was an absolutely great time. Well, that's what we've been up to. And look, my mood has changed. And I am on this podcast often. We have had people on and it turns into a therapy session. We don't mean for it to, but it turns into not just the therapy for us, but therapy for the listener. Oftentimes, and a group therapy session for us all. Dr. Gardier, America's psychologist.
Right.
Jeff Gardier was on, and that was a great, great episode.
We didn't even mean for it to be therapy. No. It turned into therapy.
We didn't know how much help we needed, but
apparently
he helped a lot of people
in
that respect. We had Maddie Magiacomo, the Peloton instructor, very popular. We had a great chat with him about a lot he's been going through. And we had also Gavin
Rossdale. He was amazing. And it was what I think is so cool when you can have people on and it unexpectedly becomes some incredible learning, growing experience where you learn things you didn't know. I think we're all so quick to, especially if someone's famous or has made headlines of some sort to think the worst or to think of them through the lens of the worst thing we heard they did. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice when you get to actually sit down and talk with people and learn where they're coming from, what they've been through, and what they learned from those experiences. And then that you get something out of it. And I've just really enjoyed being able to do that with so many of our guests.
And we're able to do it again today. And this has helped my mood as well, because I am always, right? If I describe to you, so we just had a little chat in the green room with our guests today. And we got to talking about kids and life and relationships, and you're able to connect with folks. So when I hear someone who had a 24-year marriage, right? Ended up divorced, but had a 24-year marriage and has four amazing kids who are doing amazing things, right? She's an entrepreneur. She is a television star. To hear the story or the life, I am dying to get information from somebody who has that type of resume. However, for everybody else out there possibly who is not exposed to our guests the way we have now been, they only see her as a headline.
That's right.
They only see her as a controversy. They only see her possibly as something scandalous.
Right. Well, we are talking about the amazing Larsa Pippen, who is here in studio with us, iHeart Studios. First of all, thank you. It is so nice to meet you in person. Hi. Yay.
That's
a big round of applause. And it's true. You know, you're most important, I'm sure. The proudest job you have is being a mom to your four children, and one of whom is here, by the way, in the studio with us. So we're happy to have Sophia with us.
Sophia's with us. She's on spring break, so we're here to shop and hang out in New York.
Yes, and that's what moms and daughters should be doing on those fun trips. But you're also here working as well, and that's what you've been doing. You've been an entrepreneur. I actually was looking at your jewelry line. Really like some of your stuff. I might have to go back in there a little bit later. I actually said, like, wow, I like this stuff. It's really beautiful and elegant. But you know that you have been in the headlines, and some of it you put yourself out there. You are a big franchise. You might have heard of it, The Real Housewives of Miami. Larsa is the star of the show, let's just be honest. And that often comes sometimes with some nagging headlines. But I want to see if we can get a headline out of you, because we have been reading about season 7. It's been renewed, but the cast has not been named. Is there anything you can tell us about it?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like, you know, with these franchises, every few years, I like to switch it up and add someone new. So I guess they're just going to probably replace someone.
Someone.
Yeah.
As we sit here?
I mean, I don't think it'll be me, though.
Okay, all right. There it is.
I don't think it'll be me. I mean, I hope not.
Have you heard from them?
I mean, yes, of course. I talked to the I love our production company. I have a great relationship with them. I love Bravo. I love Andy Cohen. I feel like for me, it's like family. If I've ever had a problem, I reach out to them, and they're always there for me. So I've never had any complaints about the network or, you know, my bosses.
As we sit here, you do or don't know whether or not you'll be in the next season of Real Housewives of Miami?
I'm pretty sure I will be back.
Okay. What would the show be without you?
Probably nothing.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, you know what it is, you guys? Like, I feel like if we don't talk about certain things, then people don't want to watch. And if it's just super flatline, then it's like, who wants to watch that? So I think sometimes you have to shake things up and cause a little bit of stir. And
you're happy to do so.
But, you know, it's all in good fun, you guys. It's all in good fun. I feel like the girls, we all know what the show is. You know, and when you spend a lot of time with these strong, independent women, you're gonna butt heads. So, but I think at the end of the day, we always make peace. We're always fine. And, you know, when you're on television, small things get magnified.
And I'm curious, because I have watched, and I think to myself, I don't have that in me. I can't imagine, even if it is, yes, you're doing it to camera. Yes, you understand what your role is, that people are looking maybe even to you so that their lives don't seem so awful. Oh, at least I don't have to deal with that toxic situation. But are you ever at a point where you're like, I just can't be in this environment? Or do you enjoy it? Do you get a thrill out of it?
No, I feel like I have a whole nother life outside the show. So I think when I'm in the, like, the Housewives vibe, I feel like I'm really focused on that. And when I go home, I'm really focused on my businesses, my kids. You know, my kids take up a lot of my time. I have four kids. I have a son that plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. I have my other son who's a junior in college at LMU. I have my son who's a senior that's being recruited to like 9 schools. Like,
So he hasn't decided yet where he's going?
No, no. I really wanted him to go to like an Ivy League school. Like I wanted him to go to Stanford. He has a scholarship to Stanford, but he really wants to play basketball. And so I feel like he's looking at other schools as well. And then I have Sophia, who's my little twin, my little mini me. So I feel like that to me, I think if you have a life that's totally fulfilled at home, and then it's okay. I don't just live for housewives. That's not my goal in life. You know, I feel like it's fun for me. And when it stops being fun, I'll do something else.
I know it's technically unscripted, but is it scripted to an extent? Are you acting a little bit when you're doing this, when you're playing?
No.
No, you're honestly, being no. you. And it's just you unfiltered.
It you know, I think, like I said, if you're with, you know, I have a sister. So I feel like when my sister comes to stay with us, we fight. It's just normal. When you're with another woman all the time, you're going to have disagreements. Like, it's just normal. It's just magnified sometimes because, you know, we're hungry. I don't know. We've been in the same room for a long time.
We're hungry.
Well, why is it? You think you're dehumanized? I feel that way, that you become fodder. It's easier to make fun of or talk about someone or talk trash about someone when they're not talking about you as what you just said, your mom. Your mother to four pretty wonderful, accomplished kids. But that's rarely the headline that I see.
Well, I think it's because my kids don't want to be in the public eye. You know, my kids are very private. I think they're more like their dad. Their dad is very private in his life. And I feel like I signed up to do the show and I don't want to ask my kids, like, do you guys really, I don't put pressure on them. If they want to shoot, you know, the show with me, then it's like, great. But if you don't, I feel like they're thriving in what they do. And I don't want to mix the two if they don't want it. I kind of let them make their own decisions. And I feel like from the time they were like 16, all of my decisions have always been based like on our mutual, like, you know, we agree on every decision I've ever made. And I think a lot of people don't know that. They probably think like, oh, she's doing all this, you know, all these things. Their kids are probably so upset. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, my kids are there because we talk about everything and we discuss every small thing and we come up with the answer together. And I feel like when you raise good, solid kids, by the time they're 16, 18, like, they are built pretty solid. Mm. And I trust their judgment. So I kind of go with that.
We were talking about this a short time ago. Somebody else in Hollywood, it's in headlines a lot when I was having an interview. I was started talking to her about all her accolades and how people view her. And the first, she almost got on to me. Like you didn't mention that I'm a mom. You didn't mention, like, that's the thing she wanted to be known for. What is it you think people think of you? When I say Larsa Pippen, what's the first thing you think comes out of their or to their mind about you?
I kind of feel like it's the people the guys that I've been linked to. It's probably the number one thing, my personal life. But for me, honestly, like, I have, like, I'm so fulfilled with my family, with my businesses, that, like, I'm not consumed with men. I've never been boy crazy my entire life. And so literally when I date someone, I don't take it so, like, you know, this is the guy for me. I'm like, hey, we're having fun as long as, like, you know, I'm making you do well, you're making me do well as far as our businesses and our stuff and our growth, then it's great. And if it's not, it's okay. Because I have so much love at home that I don't necessarily need to be with someone that, like, consumes my entire heart.
I'm curious, you mentioned you have discussed everything with your kids before, because it is a very public thing that you do. And in terms of co-parenting with your ex, has there ever been a moment where you're like, please don't do this, or we don't want you to do this? Has there ever been a disagreement about your choices or how you want to live your life?
You know what? Honestly, my ex is great. He is a great guy. He co-parents, you know, we co-parent amazing together. Not really. We don't really discuss our personal lives. I feel like the decisions we make are based on our kids. Like, where Justin wants to go to college, or like, who's, you know, if he's going to go look at the school with him or I'm going to go, it's not necessarily based on our, you know, the people that we date.
Where do you want him to go to school again? You want him to go, you want him to do Stanford?
You know, my kids are really academic and they're really smart. They all play the piano. They all speak multiple languages. Uh-huh. You know, my kids were in the chess club when they were like 4 years old. Okay. So, like, I want him to go to Stanford because I feel like he would thrive there. But he wants to go to like a really good basketball program. Okay. So I feel
TJ's
like...
TJ's trying to get you to narrow down.
Yeah, I'm from the University of Arkansas.
If he had to rank the colleges that he'd like to go to.
If he wants to go to Arkansas, we're known as the Harvard of the South.
I've gone to an Arkansas game, by the way.
Oh, in Fayetteville?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How was that experience for you?
I've actually gone with Tyson Chicken guy.
Oh, our guy.
I've gone with, what's his name?
John Tyson.
John Tyson.
Yes. So John used to invite us to Arkansas when I was with my ex. Every summer we would go and spend like a week with him.
Oh, we've just spent some time.
We have a mutual friend then. We had a blast with him.
They're fun.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It's been a tough couple of days here. You have announced that you have split from your boyfriend, and you had a podcast with him. And just want to give you the opportunity to just set the record straight. I know there's always speculation. People always point to this or that. But this has been probably a pretty tough couple of days for you. How have you, or maybe it hasn't. Maybe I'm putting words in your mouth. How have you been?
You know, I feel like I just wrapped shooting the show, and I spent time away from him and everyone else. I was there for like 2 weeks, and it just kind of gave me clarity when I was alone. And I think when you're alone, you kind of really either miss the person or realize maybe you're not my guy. Hmm. And I feel like that made me realize that I don't think he's my guy.
Hmm. Marcus Jordan is who we're talking about. Everyone, the if you Google your name and his name, the age gap comes up, the 16 years. Did that play a role in any of the relationship issues?
No, I don't think so. I just think we're just on a different journey, you know, and I feel like I have to be true to who I am, what I'm doing, and what he's doing. You know, I want him to be happy. He's a great guy, but I just don't feel like it's for me.
Yeah, and that sometimes doesn't have to have anything to do with age. You can be the same age and be on different paths.
Oh, yes,
by the way, I've dated guys that are way older than me that were way more immature than him.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's, I don't think it's the age. I just think it's where we are right now, you know?
And where you are right now, relationship status, this is a single woman we're talking to, is that right?
Single, ready to mingle.
Oh, oh.
I'm just kidding.
Are you not ready to mingle? Seriously.
I mean, you know, not right now, but I think like, you know, soon probably.
What, you know what, we don't, like she just mentioned, you Google and the names and this and that pop up, but we've all been through breakups before,
yeah.
And they don't feel good.
No.
It's, how is your heart these days? A breakup is difficult with somebody you love the way that you profess to love this man.
You know, I feel like spending time away from him made it easier. And I feel like when I was stuck doing this other show, it kind of made me like just be alone. And I think it's hard sometimes to break up because you're so used to living with the person. We had our podcast together. We worked together. I had him on Housewives. And that was hard because we were used to being together all the time. And when I went and shot this other show, I just realized that, you know, Larsa, you're okay. Like, you're fine.
It's so interesting because the name of your podcast was Separation Anxiety.
Yeah.
And when you finally did separate just for work reasons, you realized you weren't that anxious.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm like, no, I'm good.
TJ just took a big sip of water and it almost came out.
I'm scared to even go to the bathroom that she might forget about me.
No, I just feel like, you guys, I just really feel like for me, my number one priority is like my kids, my businesses, you know, my show, and being with someone that I can grow with. And if I'm not growing with you, like, we kind of have to be at the same place in order to grow together, you know? So I feel like that's kind of what I want.
What's all this following and unfollowing? We've been subject to this as well, but every little thing you do on social media is now dissected. But the following and the unfollowing of each other, where are you on that? I guess what's you all's, not your status, but how are you all now? Are you can touch every day? Or have you completely closed that door? What happens when you do get back in the same area, neighborhood, city, and you have a chance to see each other and you don't have that distance you talked about that helped get clarity?
I feel like, you know, we're friends. We were friends for 3 years before we started dating, and I feel like we're going to be friends eventually. But right now, I just feel like it's, you know, we're cool.
And it was interesting, too. We saw that you all had met in 2019, but obviously anyone can figure it out if they haven't already. Marcus is the son of Michael Jordan and, of course, your ex-husband, Scottie Pippen, and Michael Jordan played together. But your worlds never crossed before then? That was interesting to me because it would seem like you all would have somehow met or known. I know you knew of each other, but had never met before.
When I met my ex, I was a senior in college. And so they only played together for the last year. That's when we were together, was the very last year. And so I never met his mom. I never met the kids. You know, I was in college. I was 21 years old. And so the following year, Scottie signed to Houston and we moved to Houston. Yeah. And they weren't, I think people want to pretend they were best friends. They were not friends. They were not best friends. They were not, it was never that.
Were you disappointed? Because you know, of course, your ex so well. But maybe you didn't even watch The Last Dance, that documentary. Did you get the chance to see that on Netflix that was about the last...
Yeah.
Okay, do you think your ex was wrongly depicted in that? Because I know he was upset about it, but you watching from a distance that you were, but also having insight, did you look and say that they didn't do him right on that?
You know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Scottie knows how he feels. I'm sure he feels a certain way because, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's something I don't know anything about, to be honest with you.
No,
yeah. I feel like if he was hurt by it, I'm sure there's a reason why he was hurt by it.
Fair enough. Wow. So if you go back, but it sounds like when you go back to season 7 on The Housewives, how much of what's happened in the last few weeks are you willing to share? I mean, how much do they ask you to share? Is it up to you?
Oh, they ask you to share everything. They ask you, they want everything. And, you know, for me, I'm like private when it comes down to my relationships. I feel like I'm not one of those people that leaves a relationship and like puts everything out there. It's just not something I do. I feel like, you know, I can tell you we just, you know, we grew apart or stuff like that. But I'm not one to like, you know, dissect entire relationship because I feel like if I've spent time with someone, like that wouldn't be fair. I don't like when people break up and they just start bashing each other to look good. Mm. I feel like I've looked like the villain, you know, when my breakups with certain people in the past, because I don't really defend myself. But that's because I don't need to, because the people that know and I care about, the people that I love, know the story. I don't really care to like have other people be mad at whoever I spent time with because they did me wrong or whatever. That I'm not like that. I feel like I learned from it and I appreciate the time we spent together and I'm ready to move on.
What's something you can think of now that you would love to correct, right? I know you're used to so many headlines and foolishness and father and tablet, all this, but what is one thing you can think of that just drove you crazy? Like, I can't believe they're saying that, that is so wrong, that you wish you could have cleared up.
I think the thing about, you know, people assuming that I knew Marcus and his family before, which I did not, or the fact that, you know, stuff like that. I feel like that's so not true.
What's off limits? You just mentioned that the producers want you to put everything out there. What for you would be like, I'm not going that far? What's the line for you of going too far?
I think I don't want to cross the line of someone that I love or I care about. I would never want to make someone not look good, you know, and have it be my perspective. I don't really talk about people unless they're in the same room where they can defend themselves. I don't think it's fair for me to like bash someone, you know, because I felt they did me, you know what I mean, not the right way.
You mentioned being vilified. Do you think that people think of you as a villain?
I think people don't like whoever the bigger star is. So for instance, when my ex and I broke up, whoever the bigger star is, people think like you must have done something wrong to leave him. And I'm like, no, it's not that. Like, you know, we just grew apart. And I think sometimes people like, it's so much easier to hate on a woman. It is so much easier to hate on a woman than it is to hate on a man. And it takes, you know, it takes two people to make a relationship work. It takes two people to make a relationship fall apart. So it's like, you know, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to be doing. So I definitely take responsibility for the things that I didn't do 100%. But I'm also a Cancer, like I'm a lover. So I love hard, you know, that's just my personality. And that's kind of how I am.
Where along that, I'm always fascinated by this because we've talked here. Like I think back to certain parts of our lives, all of us. Like you were dating this person at this age and this age. But if you had met that person now where you are, you're like, I would never have been interested. I never would have gone that way. What from that college young lady who met your ex, where along the lines did you feel like you matured or changed to a point that you don't think that relationship would have been something you would have been interested in? Or you think maybe you all would have always been compatible along the way?
You know what? I think like people grow differently. And I feel like people grow at, you know, different speeds and where they are. I would never change one thing about anybody that I spent time with. I feel like I learned from it all. It was a great experience. I just feel like at the end, like it's hard to be married to an athlete when they retire. That's like a very hard time for athletes because they're so used to being the man. They're so used to, you know, just being this big life. And then I think a lot of them, when they retire, they just don't feel as good as they used to. Oh. And so it's hard, you know, it's challenging. I hear girls tell me all the time, like, oh, set me up with this athlete or set me up with that athlete. And I'm like, you have to be built to be able to be with an athlete because their lives are so stressful. You know, every game you have, people, there's critics that talk about your game and you're always on the road and you have to, like, it's just so many things that you have to have in order to make it with an athlete.
But Larsa, right now, would someone be challenged in dating you? Like you said, you would warn a woman about dating a pro athlete. Would a guy need to be warned, like, hey, you're getting into it with Larsa here. She has to deal with this and this and she's up here and that.
No, I feel like I'm so easy. No, I am.
You're a Cancer, I told. What is that? You're easy?
She's a lover.
I'm a lover. Okay. I've never dated a guy that has not wanted to marry me. Every guy that I've ever dated, literally, you guys, gets obsessed with me. Maybe it's my cooking. Maybe it's I have good vibes in the morning. I don't know. I just feel like I have good energy.
We've heard about your sex life, so maybe that's it too.
We didn't hear it as a rumor.
I'm just saying I have good energy, and I feel like people like good energy.
That's amazing. I'm curious, just having watched Scotty, as you mentioned, go through the ups and the downs, dealing with fame, dealing with the critics, dealing with all of that, do you think you learned some of what he went through and applied it to your own life now in the public eye?
I think so. I think I feel like I'm not really fazed by like the noise because I feel really solid on the inside. And I feel like that's the most important thing, you know, surround yourself with people that love you, that want to see you win. And I think as we get older, you start realizing that there are people in your circle that don't want to see you win. And I feel like I've let a lot of those people go and I'm so much happier without them. Every time something bad has happened in my life, it's really showed me who my real people are. Mm. And so for me, I feel like that to me is like the best experience of life.
I feel you, Larsa. Because anytime you go through something where maybe not everyone's going to agree with your choices or agree with how things happened, you end up with not a smaller group of friends sometimes, and that's not a bad thing. Have you had that experience?
I used to think that I had like 1,000 best friends. I'd be like, that's my best friend. And then I realized when I went through my divorce, when I went through certain things in my life, that those people were the biggest haters. And so I am so much happier without them. Like God has blessed me time and time again. I feel like when you have good energy, you get good things. And I feel like I'm killing it.
You thought you had 1,000 best friends. What are you down to now? How many?
Now I'm down to like 100.
Okay.
Wow.
Still a lot.
Yeah. I'm a people person, you guys. Some people, I collect friends.
We best friends now?
Yes. I'm out with you guys all the time. All right. Yes. I love like, you know, hanging out with good people and having good times and making great memories. Like, I love that.
I love that too. I think that that's part of life, and I'm mm-hmm. a big people person too. I love having friends to share things with. It makes life more fun, but it can be problematic, especially when it's all displayed for everyone to watch as their entertainment. Have you mm-hmm. ever been in a situation in the Housewives franchise where you thought, I don't want to do this anymore? This isn't worth it. This is too much.
Not recently.
But initially?
I feel like when I was on 14 years ago, my ex didn't like the show and I didn't want to cause waves in my relationship. And my kids were younger. And so I felt like it wasn't right for me then. I didn't contribute as much just because I felt like I had to protect my kids. I had to protect my ex. But now, no, I feel like I'm in a great place. I love sharing my life. I would do it anyway on Instagram and everything else. Kind of like an open book. So, you know, so it's working out for me right now.
Do you edit yourself at all on the show? Or do you just say whatever you think?
No, I think I need to do a better job of editing myself, by the way.
Really? Why?
Just because I feel like sometimes you say things and you don't mean them the way they, you know, get seen to the public, you know? I feel like a lot of times, like, things that I've said have come back to bite me in the ass. But it's not meant that way. You know what I'm saying? You know how you can take things out of context? I feel like...
Do you have an example?
No.
No. You're like, to not be repeated, please.
So you're editing yourself in here with us is what you're saying.
No, I'm so real, you guys.
Okay.
I'm saying I need to start, like, not doing so much of that and being a little bit more closed off. You know, I'm learning. Every day's a learning, you know, experience.
Do you watch the shows back?
No, I when they send it to us, I watch it and I never look back at it again.
Oh, really?
And my kids don't really watch a show.
They don't?
No.
Why?
They just don't. They don't. My kids don't really. My kids are athletes. They're busy. Sophia's a model. Like, they don't.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What is it you do that the kids are like, hell yeah, I'll go to that. Oh yeah, I'll check that out. Do they ever get into or reap some benefits of Mama?
No.
No.
You know what's crazy? I used to beg my kids to go to concerts with me. And I'd say, hey, so-and-so invited us. He's got a concert. Let's go. And my kids would be like, we're good. We're going to like, we're going to go get like shoot, you know, go shoot some basketballs or like, I'm going to go work out. Or my kids are not party kids. Like my son, I have a son that's 23, 21, 18, and Sophia's 15. But I have the greatest kids in the world. They don't drink. They don't like smoke. They don't go out. They're very focused on school and sports. And so I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah.
They're not into like the music world, like the rap world. They don't want to go to concerts.
Well,
they don't really like going out. They're just like the perfect human.
Sounds like my kind of people. That sounds
that
like
That does
me.
Sound like your kind of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like great kids. And for me, that's like the number one thing. That's kind of how I judge people, based on their kids and like the time and energy that you've put into your kids. That's, you know, what you reap you sow. And I feel like I put so much love into my kids that they're like the best kids in the world. They're my best friends. I enjoy them every single day. And so that's my like pride and joy.
You can tell. You can tell by the way you speak of them that that's all true. And so I know that you've got a beautiful road ahead of you. What do you want in the future? Where do you see your career headed? I mean, what are your hopes and dreams?
I don't know. I feel like that is such a good question. I don't know. I feel like I just want to keep building like my Larsa Marie jewelry line. I'm working on a tequila called Alujo. I'm just working on different things that I love and that I'm passionate about. I feel like I only want to do things that I love.
I like that, tequila and jewelry. I can
It's all the things. Who doesn't like diamonds? Who doesn't feel like we need a shot? It's like the best of both worlds. It's so
In
good.
In fact, drink the tequila first and then go shopping online for your jewelry. That
exactly.
might be a good combo for you.
Exactly.
What about in terms of, do you believe that there is someone out there for you that you're going to grow old with? Do you believe in that soulmate thing?
I do. I feel like I really like being married. I feel like I do like having a partner. I feel like I do like having someone that I'm always with. Yeah, I think so. I think I have someone out there that's like perfect for me. I'm sure they're scared to death because of Housewives, but they're like, I don't want to be on that show.
Do you think that that would genuinely impact your ability to maybe find that perfect person because they might not want to be in the spotlight?
Well, I was talking to one of my best friends, Caroline Stanberry, who lives in Dubai, and she's on the show. She's on Housewives of Dubai. And she's like, I have this perfect guy for you. He's amazing. She's like, but he's going to be so scared when I tell him that you're on Housewives. And I was like, really? And so I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's a lot of guys don't want to put themselves out there like that, you know?
But what is dating like for you? Like, how do you meet? You have to be introduced to someone? If people sliding into your DMs? Like, what's happening? How do you go about dating? Are you on dating apps?
No, I think for me, I meet people through friends. Yeah. And I kind of be like any person I've ever been with, I've kind of been friends with for a long time. And then I just kind of, you know, talk to them, figure out everything about them first, you know their dating history. And then I kind of like decide if I want to like jump in the water.
Hmm. Describe your perfect man.
Wow.
I think my perfect man would be really smart, really driven, like a workaholic because I love to work. And someone that's really nice and charitable, because I feel like living a life of purpose is like way more important than all the other stuff.
Now, Robach, describe your perfect man.
Wait, oh, you're asking me
yeah,
right now?
Robach. You're the only Robach in the room. Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sitting right next to him.
Wow, that was not a good. We're going to have to edit that out.
The truth is, I actually was surprised you were turning the table onto me. I was like, wait, what? Oh, so it took me a second to realize that I was supposed to answer that question. But actually, what you just said is true. I mean, someone who works hard, someone who makes me, for me, it's someone who can make me laugh.
Yeah.
Who I can laugh with, who I can be silly with, who I can. We just said this earlier, but TJ has an amazing quote, and I think this describes our relationship and what I think made me realize that we were going to be amazing together for a very, very long time. Everyone's always looking for that person to grow old with, but some would suggest, and I would concur, that if you can find the person to stay young with, that's the person you can actually get through some tough times with, because if you can laugh and you can play and you can have that childlike enthusiasm with that partner, and I want a partner too. I'm a big believer. I want a life partner. I don't know that everyone does, but I do. And I can see that in you as well. I mean, you had a 24-year marriage, and we all got married young. We all were believers and dreamers. I got married at 23. 23? How you were
22.
Yeah. Wow. So, and I do think that that speaks volumes. To your belief in love and your belief in finding that partner and wanting that, even at that young age.
I grew up like watching my parents. My parents are still married. They're obsessed with each other.
Oh.
My mom and dad do everything together. And so I kind of feel like I want that.
Oh, you just gave me chills. Mine too. And his, like yours are how many years?
55 plus.
Over 50 years. And I think I took for granted that that was just something that was a given. You know, it obviously takes work, but it's also about finding that right person.
Totally, yeah.
Does that play, you're watching your parents, does that play into your life in that there's a standard now that you won't accept anything less than?
I think so. I think like watching it. My mom takes care of my dad. Like she adores him. And I feel like I'm normally like that with the guys that I'm with. So I feel like I definitely kind of mimic that. You know, I just feel like I haven't met a person that's like my dad. So we'll see.
That's a tough bar, right?
I said it about Sabine.
Yeah, my mom, I remember one day she was like, you need to be with this kind of guy. And, it, you know, she was like, I would, you know, she was saying something like, if she didn't have this, she would leave my dad. I'm like, where would you go? Like, there's no guy better than my dad. Like, you can't even, she was trying to give me an example. And I was like, by the way, there's no one better than my dad. Like, they don't make them like him.
That's so sweet. Do you have a celebrity crush?
No, not really. Like, no.
She didn't even hesitate.
No, I wish everyone could have seen her facial expression.
Well, you know what it is? I feel like a lot of times when people think that, like, this person's great on paper, and then you actually meet them, and they are so not.
That's the worst.
That happens to me all the time. Because I feel like I've met people that I thought were like the greatest soccer player on the planet, and then when I started talking to him, I was like, "That's it? That's it? No, thanks." And then like I've talked to people that are in the music world, and I'm like, "Oh, he's so cool when he's on stage," but then when he would like get off stage, I was like, "You were so much cooler on the stage." So. It's hard.
Who was it, Larsa? Who was it?
No, I'm not saying.
I know you're not going to say.
But I do feel like I want to date like a business guy. I feel like that's kind of like where I need to be. Like date someone that's very business savvy. And, you know, I think I like that.
What's your advice maybe to your daughter, but also to young women who watch the show, who often, they describe them as guilty pleasures oftentimes, or all kinds of things they describe them as. It's not something we're supposed to take seriously. It's just supposed to be entertainment. But what could you say to a young woman watching the show to take from it, to learn from it, to be empowered by? Do you see that type of, I guess, service, if you will, that some of these shows still can provide? You're a strong, successful woman who's got four wonderful kids. That should be highlighted, but it doesn't seem like oftentimes it is when we talk about these shows.
You know, I feel like a lot of people are in miserable relationships. And I think if you look at, I was married for such a long time. I was a stay-at-home mom. I raised my kids. And I feel like a lot of times when you watch Housewives, you see like these women are entrepreneurs. They have a second life. Like your life is not over because you are not with that person. Or you can be who you want to be. I'm a firm believer of that. Like you can wake up one day and say, hey, guess what? I am going to be this today. And you put all your energy into that and you basically can grow like that. So, you know, our show, I feel like there are so many women that have done so much with their platform. I use my platform to basically show what I'm doing as far as my business stuff and, you know, my kids and just feeling good. You know, it is a little bit of cattiness, of course, but it's really fun, you guys. It's fun to shoot.
I saw you just smile when you said, yeah, there's some cattiness. Do you enjoy that part of it a little
No.
bit?
No.
No?
I'm not confrontational, I promise.
How would you describe yourself?
I'm a Cancer. I'm a lover. I'm super nice. I'm very generous. I think that probably is bad because I think when you give, when you're a giver and then the person is not giving back what you give, you kind of get a little resentful, you know?
Do you stand up for yourself?
Yes. I feel like baby doesn't like to be put in a corner. So I don't want to be put in a corner, you know?
What do you do when someone puts you in a corner?
I handle my business. No, I just feel like I'm a lover, you guys. And I feel like sometimes, you know, being on this show, do you know what happens? I feel like being on these shows, I was just with Teresa Giudice last week. And she was telling me how people pick on her because she is like the franchise. Like she is the big person. And I was thinking, that's probably why they pick on me too. Because then they have it makes press. So it's like, if you have nothing going on in your life, pick on Larsa. And then there's like a story behind it now. Because I don't ever talk about anyone on our show. I have a great life. My life is so full that when I'm on the show, I want to talk about all the great things I'm doing. I don't want to talk about what you're wearing. Like, you know, it's my mind is not on that. But then you have to defend yourself because someone is talking about you. And then, you know, that's kind of where the cattiness comes in at.
Who is the Real Housewives of Miami villain? Who's the villain on the show?
You really want me to answer that?
Yep.
Well, I know it's not you because you're the Cancer and you're a lover and you don't like cattiness. So it's not you, right, Larsa?
I don't know. I don't think there's really a villain on our show.
Okay. Now, we have Andy here who is a huge, huge Real Housewives. He loves the franchise. He loves Real Housewives of Miami. Now, Andy, if I asked you who was the villain on Real Housewives of Miami, who would you say?
No, you can be honest.
I would say you moved the story along, but I think Adriana is the real villain.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Enough.
Just being honest.
But she moves the story along, as you say.
I think there's necessary things that you bring up that moves things forward.
Okay. But not the villain. She's not the villain.
Andy.
Well,
I wouldn't say the main villain. No.
No, Andy's great.
I mean, I feel like for me, listen, if I don't say the things I say, like, who's watching? I'm the kind of person that just, if you see this cup and it's full of water, I'm going to say, who left this cup here full of water? Like, that's where it starts.
Just pointing out the obvious.
That's yeah, it's just, it's there. So it's like, I just point it out and, you know.
You mentioned that you made the mistake, and I've done this before too, and I have admitted it, and it's been awful, of reading comments sometimes. Mm-hmm. Do you make a point not to read comments? And when you have done it, what has that been like for you?
I mean, I normally do not read comments, but, you know, I feel like it's the 1% of people that have nothing going on in their lives that are writing them. But the majority of the people don't think like that. The people that I care about that are busy with their lives, taking care of their businesses, their kids, their bodies, their minds, they're not doing that. They're not writing all those bad, you know, things on Instagram. But I'm not really fazed by it, to be honest with you. And I don't really read them because I don't care. You know, I feel like this is
my journey. I'd like to get to that place.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet. How do you get to a place where you don't care?
You just have to start thinking about the people that matter and the people that care. And I feel like the people that genuinely are happy in their lives want to see other people happy. And the people that are miserable in their lives want to make you miserable and want to see misery on you. So for me, I'm not doing that. I'm killing it. Why would I even deal with those people? If anything, I'd actually want to hang out with them to help them. Because I'm like a girl's girl, or like, I could help you. But I'm not necessarily like a hater. I've never been jealous of anyone. I've never, like, I don't talk about anyone. That's not my personality. I'm always ready to like uplift other women and like help any which way I can. So I feel like if you knew my real life, like I think on this show, it's hard because you're put with these women that you're really not best friends with. And so, and you know, things come up and I think everyone's trying to stay on the show and do whatever they have to do to maintain their position on the show. Whereas for me, I'm like, I'm just living my life, and that's all I can offer.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You make a good point there. That seems very difficult. It's almost like everyone on the show, if you're not friends already, then you're showing up almost with strangers to a certain degree who are all competing to stay on the show.
Totally.
That is a recipe for disaster.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is.
And that's what you see.
And then you have people that just watch that and they're like, oh my God, I love her. And I'm like, if you only knew her in real life, you probably wouldn't.
Oh my God. Wow. So who are you friends with? Who would you say? If you don't want to name names, that's fine.
No, I feel like I'm really close with Lisa Hochstein. We've been friends like from before I came back on the show. We've been friends for over a decade. I feel like we hang out off the show. That's like really my really good friend.
And how often when you all are filming, when you're together in groups and things get a little contentious, is alcohol involved?
I'm not really like a heavy drinker. I'm like a girl. I probably have like one drink and I probably like babysit that one drink all night. I don't feel like on our show, our show is not really that kind of show. I feel like some of the other franchises, they have issues with alcohol. Our show, not so much.
Because I always wonder if people just get that liquid courage to say whatever they want after a couple glasses of wine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of girls that like to drink. They like to drink, but I don't know. I feel like for me, I don't really like drink like that, so I'm never like out of character.
Yeah, so what comes out of your mouth, you are intending...
I double down on it, you guys.
That's exactly right.
Good or bad, I double down on it without alcohol. I'm like, shit, I said I'm sorry, but can we be friends tomorrow?
You double down not on alcohol. What do you do on the alcohol?
I mean, I don't know. I probably just fall asleep.
Okay. Okay. Are there folks, and this again, not putting you in a position to name names if you don't want to, but you said you don't know who's coming back for the next season of the show. Are there some people you would really hope don't come back, that they don't have back, that you wouldn't have to work with again?
You know, I feel like when I think of a housewife, I think of someone that has a family, kids, a husband, an ex-husband, businesses or something like that. This is what I would want to see, because I'm like, look, I want to see, you know, this lifestyle. And some of the people on our show don't necessarily have all that. So I feel like that to me is like, when I think of a housewife, I think of you have these certain things, you know? So that's kind of my opinion.
Well, I want to ask you one other thing too, because just with being in the headlines and everything that's been said and written about people, do you think you're misunderstood?
1,000%.
And what are people getting wrong about you?
I think they don't really know who I am. And I think they judge me based on my exterior. And I think they think that like I'm a certain way because I'm not one of those people that's like, I don't like to like play victim. That's not my personality. I feel like I would never play victim. My kids would never play victim. We're like built tough. We're built good, you know? So I feel like I can cry up a storm and tell you the worst things that I feel like some of the other people would do. But I'm just not like that. I feel like I'm the kind of person that like can overcome anything and move on and do it in a way where I look good doing it. And that's kind of my personality. So yeah, if people want to hate on me based on how I look or how I dress or things they don't know about me, then that's okay. You know, they have a right to their opinion. I'm okay with it.
As tough as you are, that had to come through a lot of experience.
And well, being married to an NBA player at 22 years old, I feel like you're used to it. You're built like it. I've been in this lifestyle for a long time. And I feel like I'm not like one of those people that like, you can say the worst things about me and I'm not really fazed by it, because I feel like I look at my kids, I look at my businesses, I look at my friends that are there, like they would do anything for me. And I feel like that to me makes me feel good. I don't really care to like portray an image. There's so many celebrities that portray this image of like, they're amazing and they're great because they have this big PR company. And then when you really know them, you're like, they're a bunch of losers. They're losers. I'm like, for me, I've literally every single year have like given back to charity since I was 21 years old. My kids do stuff for charity. We love to give back. I'm very generous with my friends and my people. So to me, as long as I'm living a life that's like fulfilled and like, you know, that's all I care about.
But I wanted to wonder, you use that word, you don't get fazed by it, but there have to be moments where you do get fazed by something. What gets you? There has to be, I mean, you have friends and people you can lean on and talk to. Do you do therapy? Where do you run? Do you exercise? What is it?
I don't believe in therapy for me because I'm like Middle Eastern. So I feel like my mom is my therapist.
There it is.
I have like a big family. I come from a family of five. They are in all my business. So I can't do one thing without my entire family calling me and saying, why did you do that? Or what are you doing? So for me, that's my safe zone. It's like my family, my kids. But yeah, I feel like I work out every day. That probably helps. And I surround myself with people that are strong. You know, I think it's like your tribe. If you have a tribe of strong, independent women and men, and you know, my family, my dad's really educated. I feel like, so if I need business advice, I go to my dad. If I need advice on my kids, I go to my mom. Like, I have a great support system. And I think that's what like a lot of people lack. I think if you don't have a good support system, then you're not going to feel good. And you're going to feel like you're alone. And there's nothing worse than that. But for me, I feel like I have the best family. I have the, like, my friends are amazing. My business partners are amazing. I just, I find myself like in places, and I put myself in places with people that uplift me. And that to me is like my safe place.
Mm. Do you think that there is strength in showing weakness sometimes though, or no?
I don't believe in weakness. I don't believe in that. Like, I'm just not that person. I'm not, I feel like you can overcome almost anything, and you can be someone that you want to be tomorrow. And for me, I'm just like, be who you want to be. You know, that's kind of how I live. That's how I train. You know, I've taught my kids that. They could be hurt, or my son can have a game that's really bad. And I'm like, it's fine. You played your ass off. Tomorrow's a new day. Go back tomorrow. We'll get it going. We don't really like, we're not one of those people that harps on losses. We don't do that. We're just like, all right, let's go to the next. What's the next problem? What's the next goal? And that's kind of how, if most people thought like that, people would be much happier. I don't look back at, like, you know, things in my past that didn't work out for me. I look at it like, I make decisions, even if it's the wrong decision, it's okay. I learned from it. So as long as I'm learning from it, bettering myself, then I'm winning.
It sounds like you've been in this training since you were, it sounds like a family thing. It sounds like this is your upbringing.
I
have to read self-help books, right?
So do I.
And I was 40 plus before I started. Some of the things that you're saying now make sense to me. If I was 34, I was like, what is she talking about? How does she do that? But it sounds like it's from, but you don't have a guru. You don't read certain authors. You don't listen to certain podcasts.
No.
You, nothing.
No, I just feel like I'm like that. I'm very like positive, and I feel like I just focus on positive things, and God keeps blessing me just because I just have like, you know, I'm open to the universe with positive energy, not necessarily like, oh, poor me. I didn't have a great relationship, or my marriage failed. I don't look at it like that. I look at it like it was a great experience. I have four amazing kids. He's killing it. He's happy. I'm killing it. Hell, we're a big family. We're all killing it.
Let's go kill it. I mean, you're inspiring me. All right. You know, I mean, I do appreciate that, not wallowing in self-pity and why me and poor me, but instead taking it and saying, how can I do better? It sounds like you are a hopeful person, which is an amazing thing to be able to have and to invest in and to give to your children.
Thank you.
Lord knows you haven't had just this easy, blessed life where you've just been sailing through. You've been working your ass off. You've been dealt setbacks, but you just keep building it and going forward. And that's an incredible thing to be able to do and to give to your kids. So, and thank you for sharing it with us.
I
love your attitude. I need some more of it.
It's not about the end. It's about like the journey, you know, and I love the journey. I'm really excited about the journey.
Oh, wow. And the next stop on the journey, you said you're not sure. You don't know what's next.
No, I'm just on this. I'm on this ride, and I love it, and I'm happy, and I like where it's going.
Now, we started this now, and we know your relationship status is single. Now, by the time we actually post this podcast, is there any chance your relationship status is going to change again, Larsa? And we're going to hear that you all have reunited. Is there any chance?
Listen,
of that?
I'm not one of those people that says never, because I never say never.
Okay.
But I don't know. You know, I don't know. I feel like right now I'm happy, like alone. I feel like I'm good. I just want to work on all my stuff. I just finished shooting another show. I shot three shows this year. So I feel like I'm busy, you know? I'm finally now like free to hang out with my kids, you know, spring break, and my 21-year-old son wants to go to like Italy. So I'm like, I'll take you to Italy as soon as school's done. Like, I just want to hang out with my kids and focus on my family right now.
I like that. But the door sounds like there's a crack.
Never say never.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. I don't want to talk negative about him. I just feel like I'm just focusing on things that are like going to make me better. And, you know, that's where I am.
The last podcast you all did together was 4 months ago. And he said, actually, hence the title of our podcast, Separation Anxiety, we always want to be together. And you said, we're just used to being all over each other all the time. Now, I heard that. If I'd have heard that 4 months ago, I'd have felt differently about it. But to hear how we go from that just a short time ago to not just a breakup, but you have a piece about the breakup in that four months that you go from that, because that sounded so great and hopeful and my forever. Yeah. Like, I was like, how do we get from there to here?
You know, I think my personality is very, what's the word? I think it's very forgiving. So I forgive and I forgive and I forgive and I forgive until I realize there's no more forgiving. So, you know, I just feel like I'm in a place of like, that's probably why, like, I'm like a relationship person with my friends. All my friends I've been friends with for over 20 years. Like, I don't really have, like, you know, friends that I don't have a relationship with. That's not my personality. I feel like I work on all my relationships. And I always try to see the best in everyone. But at some point, Larsa's got to think about Larsa. And I felt like I was giving up too much of me, you know? And so that's kind of what it was.
Are you hearing, Robes, the way I heard it, is that it sounds almost like you stayed longer than you should have. Like, probably. There were things you saw.
Probably.
And probably.
Yeah.
But you were trying. Like you said, your cancer.
I tried. I really tried. I tried for all the right reasons. And I feel like, you know, I really like, I'm a romantic. Like, I want to make sure that, like, you know, I communicate really well and I make sure everyone's good and you feel good. And I do this with my kids every day when we have dinner. I'm like, how do you feel? Do you feel good? Do you feel solid? What can I do to make you feel better? What can you do to make you feel better? And so I feel like, and I like to uplift people, but I feel like if I'm not getting it back, then it's, you know, I just don't like it.
So that's thus the peace, because you're at peace with your decision. And maybe we'll see the larcenator, right? Is that?
The larcenist?
The larcenist, sorry. Oh. I said larcenator. The larcenist. Oh my
close.
God, that's
it's
so
close.
Funny.
That was
the
close.
Larcenist. The yeah. larcenist. Wow. I love that. But yeah. you know, that I can feel that energy coming back. Stop yeah. laughing at me.
Just
I do this all the time. I say the wrong words
yeah,
all
no,
the time.
I feel like I'm the larcenist when I need to be. I'm like the bear that's always sleeping, but don't poke the bear too much.
I had another question, but I'm afraid I might poke the larcenator.
The larcenist or larcenator?
Feel free to use that. It's
sure,
okay. I mean,
sure.
It's fine. Don't have to credit me.
We are going to get a patent on that as soon as this is over. We are going to trademark the hell out of that one.
Oh, my goodness.
So, sister, really, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you and to meet you outside of a headline. Because, again, all we know of you is what the headlines oftentimes read. I haven't seen all the seasons of The Real Housewives of Miami, so I didn't get a very good handle on, you know, who's the villain and what role you play. But it is so amazing, and we love doing this here, to bring someone in here and talk to them as a human being, as a mom first, as a business person first, and not as a caricature. And it's just, it makes such a difference. And look, I would hate to think, and I don't think you are, you don't have a PR person in here. We have so many coming here.
Yeah, that's true.
There people are sitting in the corner, just
I've
making sure.
I've got my attorney right here.
Yeah.
I've got Sophia right here.
She's in the corner, but it is a treat, and it has absolutely been a pleasure to be able to talk to you in this way.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for being with us, Larsa.
Thank you for having me.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.